Welcome to 21 and 21. I'm Haley Burko, and today I'm speaking with Ryan Lumba. Ryan is on the Block Bitcoin engineering team, and today he's visiting Presidio Bitcoin.
Thanks for having me, Haley.
Of course. I think you know the drill. We basically just go through as many questions as we can in 21 minutes.
Love it. Let's go.
Let's go. So first question, what exactly do you do at Block?
I'm on the Bitcoin engineering team there. So I'm a software engineer and I spend my days writing code, securing blocks, Bitcoin, working on wallets, working on custody. Just like supporting a lot of the cool products that we've released and that we're planning to release in the future.
How did you end up in this kind of crazy line of work?
Yeah, good question. So I went to school for engineering and out of school, moved back to the Bay Area and got into software. And when I was working at a startup at the beginning of my career, it was actually a payments company. There was an intern there that was trading Bitcoin on the side. And so I sort of wrote him off at the moment. I thought he was just a crazy intern. But kind of kept it in the back of my mind. And as the industry kind of picked up, just kind of kept learning more and more about it. And kind of typically, as Bitcoiners do, they went down a rabbit hole. And eventually, I got an opportunity to join Block. And yeah, now I'm working on Bitcoin as my full-time job. So pretty lucky to be able to have that.
Block is a fun place to work. People may not know that we actually both work for Block on different teams, Spiral and Bitcoin Engineering. Yes, Block has a lot of different Bitcoin teams, Bitcoin products. Have you been working with many different teams since you've been at Block that work on Bitcoin?
Yeah. So I actually started on the Square side of the business. I wasn't doing Bitcoin stuff when I joined. And then I went on and started working on the Cash side of the business. So yeah, if you've used the Cash App product to buy and withdraw Bitcoin, I got to work on that. And now I'm working on the Block Bitcoin engineering team. So we're supporting a bunch of different use cases. You might have heard at the recent Bitcoin conference, some of the new features that we're rolling out to Square sellers. So yeah, I've touched a lot of different areas of the stack. And yeah, it's cool. I think I see Block as kind of like a full stack Bitcoin company. We've got, Cash App, we've got the Square Bitcoin stuff, we've got mining, we've got all the open source work that you guys are focused on at Spiral. So yeah, it's a pretty cool place to be.
I also started on the Square side.
Nice.
Made my way around the company. I think we've been there roughly around the same amount of time.
Oh, nice. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, fun place to work. So Block is, big company, and we hold Bitcoin. We have Bitcoin products. How does kind of Block think about custody?
Yeah, I think Block takes a very interesting perspective in that we like to just have everything full stack. So, like how Apple kind of owns everything full stack, like they build the hardware, they have like really strict privacy guarantees, they build the software, they build the apps, they control the distribution. I kind of see that as how Block's doing it, where we control everything from the keys to all the way to like distributing Bitcoin and like via the app. And I think that's kind of a unique approach that we take to custody. A lot of Bitcoin companies outsource that. And so we've taken kind of a principled approach that we want to keep everything in house. And so, you have these situations in the market where there's liquidity crunches and, just different companies and vendors going under. And so we've never really had to kind of deal with that because we have we kind of control everything, and we take a very deep approach. We just focus on Bitcoin. We're not thinking about other chains or other protocols. And so we're able to kind of use that to our advantage to build like extra secure, specific Bitcoin custody products.
What's been one of your unexpected challenges that maybe you've had to deal with?
Oh, unexpected challenges. Yeah, good question. I think that coming from just having a lot of Bitcoin knowledge and depth, like it's definitely been a challenge kind of educating other people around the business. I think at times I just sort of jump into things and I assume everyone has context, but I think when you're building Bitcoin products at a larger organization, it's all about educating people. It's about getting them on the same page, trying to understand kind of where they're coming from. You know, I think a couple of years ago, there was a lot of challenges like legal and compliance, and we've made a lot of headway there. So yeah, I think for like Bitcoiners, you know, it's like, oh, you can kind of clearly see the future of kind of where the kind of finance industry is going and how Bitcoin plays a part of that. But yeah, I think other people, it takes a little bit more time. And so just having that patience and working on your communication skills, I think has been a surprising challenge.
Well, speaking of the long run and kind of both being in the space for some time, do you have any concerns around Bitcoin and custody or just generally as adoption scales?
Yeah, I think my perspective, I think, is more around like the custodial Bitcoin angle. And so I think, as these bigger enterprise wallets get bigger and bigger, you know, there's just like it, the risks just gets higher. I think a lot of times we like to think about kind of like an attack ROI is kind of a key metric that we track. So that's like, how much would it cost to kind of break into a wallet versus how much you would kind of gain from stealing that wallet. And so I think there are, some pretty serious issues right now with like Bitcoin custody. I think there's some cool stuff in the pipeline. Like OpVault comes to mind, kind of involving covenants where you can have like a more robust way of doing custody. There's like some cool projects even now that you can do where you can have like cancelable transactions using time locks and whatnot and custom Bitcoin scripts. So I think that that's kind of, I think, where we're moving towards. I think there's like other threats to Bitcoin. I think a couple of years ago, it was more like regulatory. And I don't know what kind of now the focus is. I know quantum is kind of a big topic. And so, just kind of always trying to think about different kind of attack vectors and how do we make it better.
Quantum is a big focus. We have a cool summit that's happening next week. So hopefully,
Nice plug.
Yes, I will post this before the Quantum Summit. Awesome. So we'll have more to say after that.
Sweet. Yeah, looking forward to that.
Well, I know that your team and engineers at Block do use open source software.
Yeah.
Can you tell me a little bit more about how you use that?
Yeah, for sure. So I think like it's interesting at Block, a lot of, or the teams that I work on, like we work on lots of different systems and like a lot of them are closed source. That's like proprietary code that Block owns. But a lot of those systems are built on top of open source projects. And I think we are definitely huge proponents of open source. For example, one of the main projects that we use that's open source that powers our Lightning product is LDK, Lightning Developer Kit, which Spiral kind of works on. And I think like a lot of the like foundational crypto libraries that we use are open source. So we are definitely like big open source proponents and we're actually trying to contribute more to open source. And there's like a Block open source program now that's, we actually just released our own open source library. It's one of the first ones that we've released within the Bitcoin engineering group on the custody side. So that's Augur. So you can check that out on GitHub. And that's an open source fee estimation library. I think definitely Bitcoin, the ethos of Bitcoin is open source. And I think that's where we're trying to kind of move towards and embrace more.
Well, obviously, I love that. Being on the Spiral team, we love LDK, we love open source. Maybe you don't know this, but do you know if Block is maybe unique in that they use a lot of open source software, or do a lot of Bitcoin more corporate companies also use a lot of open source software?
Yeah, I think when it comes to Bitcoin, like, it's just the main reference implementation is open source. And so it's kind of hard not to use open source. I think some companies will kind of take the approach of just building everything in-house. I think that's kind of like a business decision there. Maybe there's some security concerns, but I personally think that open source is kind of the move. I think there's you know, if you're worried about security, well, if you have something open source, you can have security researchers working on, you know, figuring out bugs, and you can have a bug bounty program. And I also think just open source is a better way to build on top of, right? Because, you know, if you have some closed source software, it's, you're going to have less people looking at it, maintaining it. If you have something that's open source, there's going to be just more people contributing and more resources. Another kind of open source tool that comes to mind that we're using a lot is Goose. So yeah, if you don't know, Goose is an open source AI agent platform for basically doing engineering tasks and actually anything really. So kind of plugging the more open source stuff, we used Goose to build an open source website. It's bitcoin.block.xyz. And so yeah, we open source that, and that showcases Block's Bitcoin treasury balance. And so I think, yeah, it's all kind of coming full circle, like open source tools to build and re-open sourcing what we build and getting the community involved. And then, yeah, perhaps when it comes to like more proprietary stuff, we can, you know, use those open source libraries and then do what we need to do for the more proprietary stuff.
Well, companies really should be supporting the open source ecosystem.
Definitely.
Hopefully we see more of that. And thank you so much for being so supportive.
Yep.
So we kind of touched upon Goose, which leads me to my next question.
Okay.
How are you thinking about AI generally, and then the intersection of Bitcoin and AI?
Yeah, for sure. I think that there's been a crazy explosion of AI tools. You have these frontier model companies that are releasing these models at like crazy pace. You know, every couple months, it's just like the bar is just getting raised. And so as a software engineer, I think that it's just greatly like augmenting my work processes. Everyone kind of has their own different workflow and favorite AI tool, but it's becoming a lot easier to prototype things. And so, you know, in the past, we would have perhaps a lot of time spent writing PRDs, kind of mocking things up. And now it's a little bit easier to just prototype something, even showing non-technical people how to prototype things. And so you're seeing this iteration speed kind of increasing, which I think gives you the most competitive advantage. Like speed to market, I think, is extremely important. So that's kind of the sort of software engineering AI take. When it comes to like Bitcoin, the intersection of Bitcoin and AI, yeah, I think that's a super interesting space. And I would like to spend more time kind of digging into that. I'm excited to be here and like talk with all the startups and open source developers that are working here to kind of learn more about that. I think that there's going to be this kind of, yeah, interesting intersection of like AI agents and then programmable money. They kind of go hand in hand. I could see some cool kind of applications where you have wallets that AI agents are using and maybe spending Bitcoin over Lightning to do tasks, or yeah, I don't know. It's the future sounds pretty wild when you think about it like that.
Future is definitely wild. And yes, the AI tools as a less technical person have been really helpful for me to prototype ideas pretty easily and quickly.
Are you using Goose?
I've used Goose a little bit. Okay. I've really just like, well, I've been playing around with some of the image creating tools.
Oh, being awesome.
More on the marketing side, which I would say they're okay. It still feels like they need a lot of kind of iterations to get what you want. I mean, ChatGPT is actually getting a lot better too, just like with basic prototyping. Lovable is kind of fun to play around with.
Yeah, definitely. Or V0, I think, is another dev like prototyping tool. Yeah, it's super interesting. I think like we're kind of at the point now where it's like we're kind of learning how to use these tools, and maybe we're building sort of some of these agent workflows. And maybe in the future, once the models get even better, it's like everything's going to kind of be the plumbing's kind of going to be laid out, and it's actually going to be awesome. But yeah, I feel you on that. Like, I think we're not like all the way there for some tasks, but just the acceleration and the pace of these models is kind of crazy. So I'm excited to see, yeah, where we're going to be in like a year from now.
Definitely. For maybe people who are more junior in their career, just graduating college, what do you think that they should be doing with AI? Do you think like working on Bitcoin open source is good for them?
Totally. I think all of the above. Like, I think getting really up to speed with AI tools, integrating it into your developer workflow, just becoming like a good software engineer, becoming a good context engineer. If you're interested in Bitcoin, becoming a good Bitcoin or blockchain engineer. I think all those things are important. I think the awesome thing about open source too is just like learning how to engage with the community. It's a great way to just like put code out there, get feedback, kind of work on like small features. And yeah, I think it's a good way to like also showcase your work too. So yeah, all of the above. Yeah. In terms of like, yeah, more career stuff, I think, yeah, like Block's hiring. And so if you're interested in Bitcoin stuff, like reach out to people working at Block. I think it's kind of a cool intersection of being able to work on Bitcoin stuff, but also being able to work at a large company that maybe has like web scale and larger kind of bigger challenges. So I feel kind of lucky to work here. I think it's a great place for like a younger person to kind of cut their teeth and kind of learn.
I have a fun question for you.
All right.
Maybe you've gotten this before, maybe you haven't. But whenever I see your name, I just think of Roomba.
Yeah.
Is that common? Do you have one?
I do not, but yeah, it's a common thing. I think there was like a TV show episode with like DJ Roomba. So that was like where they put like a little speaker on top of the Roomba and it vacuumed and played music. So I appreciate that. But yeah, my first name's Ryan and my last name's Roomba. So yeah, it's a natural. I've definitely, yeah, I've heard it before. I think it's funny.
It is funny. Okay. I feel like I had to tell you that. Well, working at a big company, how do you feel about institutional investment? And do you think that it determines whether Bitcoin becomes the planet's preferred currency?
Yeah. I think it's definitely part of the process into Bitcoin becoming more of the like currency of the world. I think you have this interesting hype cycle right now where there's a lot of companies raising money and then issuing corporate debt and basically buying Bitcoin. So I think that's good in the sense that it's giving investors other avenues to get exposure to Bitcoin. But I think that we're in a little bit of a bubble right now. So we'll see kind of how that turns out. I think the stuff that we're kind of doing at Square with the like Square Conversions project or being a, like the stuff that we announced at Bitcoin Vegas, where you're able to sign up as a merchant and then convert some of your revenue to Bitcoin. I think that seems more impactful to me, having not just bigger companies do that, but having like small mom and pop shops and just anyone being able to have like a Bitcoin treasury. Yeah, I think going back to your question, yeah, I think we're kind of at the institutional phase, and then the next phase I think will be like nation states and countries, and we'll see kind of where it goes from there.
You just mentioned something that I was thinking about yesterday with Matt Velez, but Square coming out with the feature to pay in Bitcoin and just generally encouraging people to pay in Bitcoin, especially in countries like the United States. Like, how do you think that we can incentivize people to like use Bitcoin as money? And do merchants have any upside for collecting payments in Bitcoin versus fiat?
Yeah, totally. It's a great question. I think that we're used to paying for things with a credit card, at least in the developed world. And we get credit card points. And so there's like an incentive for us to do that. I think on the merchant side, they're getting a little bit screwed over because they're having to pay large fees. And so I think that we need to kind of think about the incentives there. Maybe with Bitcoin, we can offer merchants kind of an incentive, like some sort of cash back or something. I think as like a consumer, right, right now, maybe we just hit all-time highs. Like, do I want to sell my Bitcoin? Maybe. How do we create some sort of incentive, or like maybe that's like a discount or something for using Bitcoin? I think trying to kind of think through like the incentive structure on the consumer side and the merchant side. I think ultimately there's a lot of fees being taken in the middle, kind of the middlemen, you know, namely like just anyone kind of in the sort of fiat financial space is kind of taking a larger cut. And so trying to think about how do we kind of take some of that money and give it back to the merchants and take some of that money and give it back to the consumers.
Well, I'm excited. I mean, something that Spiral really cares a lot about is the idea of Bitcoin being money more than just digital gold.
Yeah.
So, and I know you like Lightning, and there's a lot of things going on that are making that more possible, but we definitely need to like really push that mentality.
Yeah, yeah. I think it'll be interesting. Like, so I guess Cash App was the first public company to roll out Lightning. So we did that with Cash App, and we spent the last couple of years really like hardening those systems and learning. And I think now that we're rolling it out with Square, it's kind of like the first kind of mass deployment of Lightning into the industry. So I think it'll be really interesting to learn and see how people are going to use it and kind of just iterate. And I think it's going to be we have a great kind of test bed to kind of learn. So
it's going to be fun. All right. Last question.
Okay.
If you could leave our listeners with a single thought about Bitcoin, what they should be excited about, or really anything, what would you say?
I think I would say, like, be patient. Take your time learning about Bitcoin. I think we're in this for the long haul. And there's a lot of kind of short-term hype cycles and little distractions that come up. But I think, you know, I'm excited about, like, the 10-year, the 20-year horizon. And so if you feel, like, stressed, you know, we just hit all-time highs, try to, like, take a step back and just think, like, okay, this is more of a long-term journey.
Can I agree more? Well, if people want to either follow you or follow work that you think is interesting, what should they do?
Yeah. So if you want to just follow me on Twitter, my handles are looms, R-L-O-O-M-B-S. If you're interested in kind of the work that we're working on at Block, there's a great engineering blog. If you look up the Block engineering blog, there's some cool stuff that we work on, or just go to the Block website and go to the careers page and look up roles if you're interested in working with us.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much for getting here early, coming on the podcast. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day at Presidio Bitcoin.
Yeah, I'm super excited. Thanks for having me. I'm super excited to work out of the space today. And hope to come back soon.
Anytime. You're welcome.
All right. Thanks, Haley.
Of course.